Hello and welcome to Happy Horror Time. My name is Tim Murdoch. And you know what? When there's 9 billion choices to listen to for podcasts, I'm glad you picked mine. And tonight, to celebrate, we're here virtually with the Matthew Amert.
Amert? I've never heard that pronunciation. You know what I thought you were going to do? I thought you were going to do the Lady Gaga. There could be 9 million podcasts in a room, and I'd focus on the one. I don't even know what the quote is.
There could be 99 people in a room. Remember she said that on all those Bradley Coopers?
But wasn't it like there could be 99 people
and
who
just
like
need
you?
One.
You just, yeah, or something.
Yeah.
There could be 9 billion podcasts out there, but you just need one with 2 gay guys talking about horror movies. Am I right, Tim?
That's right. But Matt, please don't out me on my own podcast.
I know. No one would ever know. You, like, seriously, nobody knew. Tim used to date girls.
I did. I actually dated one girl in New York City.
How long? I mean, was she deaf, dumb, and blind?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
And it really was hard for me to get her on a subway.
Oh, awful. Just kidding. No. How long did you date her?
I can't even use the word date. I mean, you know.
I can't imagine you on a date with a girl. It's like
it was crazy. It was back in, like, I want to say 2000, so it's 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this girl asked me out at a remember when? No, you weren't part of SAG.
Wow.
it was SAG was when you pick it. What's that called?
Protest.
Thank you. we were protesting, and our whole job was to wreck commercials because they were trying to pay people, like, really cheaply. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Sorry, my cat is playing with a little cap on the ground. He likes to play. He likes to swipe across, like, anything that moves on the ground.
Swipe right, swipe left.
No, it's like, no, we'll buy, Jacob and I will buy legitimate cat toys for him, and he only wants to play with water bottle caps.
And so, you know what? That's what cat people don't know. Is you don't even need to buy toys.
Exactly.
Everything's
exactly
a toy.
But wait. But so you were picketing?
There were picketers, and this girl came up to me, and she was really, really sweet. I do not remember her name.
And she's like, hey, you want to go out?
And I said, sure.
Oh, she asked you out?
She asked me out, yeah. And we saw...
And you're like, sure, what gay club do you want to go to?
I was like, I like clubs. No, I was like, and I love Bernie Spears.
I thought you were saying Bernie Sanders. I love
like
Bernie
Sanders. What's Bernie Sanders' big phrase?
I wrote the damn bill.
No, like, I'm a Bernie bro.
A Bernie bro. Oh, totally. Yeah.
No, she was really sweet, and we saw the Gwyneth Paltrow movie called Duet.
Oh my God! She should have known you were gay just from that.
I think I actually picked it.
not.
And then I stood up. I was like, "Yay, Gwyneth!"
Oh my God! I mean, we could do a whole podcast on, like, dating women as gay men. But anyway,
yeah. But that's the whole story. You heard it.
The best part is, here's the crazy part. This is the third podcast we've done within, like, a week.
I know. You know what this is? Pandemic.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You know what this is? Boredom. No, because we did 2 before.
Right.
And then I think, considering we hadn't done one for 6 months before that, this is like a record.
I know. I'm breaking records.
Breaking records. So we will go from 7 listeners to
8.
Nine. I'm thinking 9.
Isn't it?
What's the random country that you always get?
Turkey.
Turkey.
So I want to give a shout out to Turkey.
Hey, Turkey.
Hey, Turkey. Turkey.
No. I mean, that is amazing. First off, anybody finding this podcast from Turkey or anywhere like that, that's amazing.
I mean, what hashtag did I use to trigger
Turkey? Turkish horror.
Yeah, Turkish horror. They love it.
Maybe it's, I'm trying to think the words,
is there
happy
gay
horror.
People
time
in Turkey?
No, 0 gay people in Turkey.
Just
you just happen to never be gay. No. I'm just wondering, like, between the names, if they were looking for something else and they're like, happy horror time.
They're like, cool. Oh, this will do.
This will do. I'm in Turkey. This will do.
Yeah. Did the pandemic hit there too?
The pandemic is hitting everywhere.
But not New Zealand. They're pandemic
free.
Well,
I mean, it hit and then they solved it.
They
followed
the rules just like us.
Yeah. This is us.
Milo
Ventimiglia.
Oh my God.
I was just going to say, though, the problem is, but I think, though, there are we going to run out of new movies coming out? But so far, no, because we have 2 movies that came out. Well, one came out literally I think 3 days ago, and one came out about a month or two ago.
Which one do you want to talk about? The one that sucked?
Yeah, let's talk about the shitty one first, because I feel like we always talk about the shitty... Well, there's usually... I don't know. Okay. So let's talk about the shitty one.
Okay, so this movie originally, I think, was supposed to get a theatrical release, and then it... Obviously, the world stopped.
Yeah.
And then, so you could watch it online. Not online. You could watch it on all the streaming services for $19.99.
Well, it started at $19.99, and recently, I think because it hasn't done so well and it's been out for about a month, they put the price down to $5.99.
Thank you, Matt, for paying that.
Which was $5.99 too much. Just kidding. So we should probably say what the title is. Okay, the title is. You want to say it at the same time?
No, I want you to say it.
You do?
Okay, you say it.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
You should have left. It should have been called, You Should Have Not Paid for This Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. And you know what? I had high hopes. Let me tell you what this movie had going for it.
It
Kevin
had.
Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Blue.
From Friday the 13th.
The original 1980. Uh-huh. Not the 2009 one starring Travis Van Sexy Winkle.
And Jared Padalecki. I'd like to licky that. Padalecki.
Matt, that's harassment.
That's harassment. Jared, get a phone call from Jared Padalecki's people. No,
we heard your podcast.
From Turkey? Are you from Turkey? No, wait. Okay, so yes, it had Kevin Bacon. What else did it have going
Amanda
for?
Siegfried.
Siegfried. Amanda Siegfried and Roy. She's related.
She trained those tigers.
You were right. It did have those.
And in Blumhouse, in Jason Blumhouse, and it had, it looked like, I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, I want to see this.
Yeah, I remember when I saw the trailer, I wasn't exactly sure what it would be about, but I thought it was some sort of like haunted house story. And I was like, you know, if Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried signed on, it's got to be decent, right?
Yeah, and I read
Boy, were we wrong.
Ooh. Oof.
Well, okay, so I'll do, because, you know, I feel like I've been the usual, like, do the plot setup.
Yeah, I like that you do that, because that sounds like work, and I'm not really into that, so go for it.
But before we spoil it, because that's the best part that we spoil. So just to set it up, and it's so hard, okay, it was very confusing, because so it's a man with a much younger wife. I mean, can you guess? Kevin Bacon, but the
62.
Funny thing is, it's not just us recognizing that the actors are 28 years difference, because we looked it up before, but they can't stop mentioning it. Like at the very beginning, she's joking about him being old. He's talking about old, and they have a young daughter. So and you know he's having bad dreams, and you know that there's something going on in some backstory with him. And literally, that's all you get. And she's an actress and young, and like you can tell he's very jealous, and that's it. So then they decide they want to take a trip, and they go and get an Airbnb, and I guess they're in the Netherlands.
Welsh. They speak Welsh.
Welsh is grape juice.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but from there, I mean, your guess is as good as mine as to what the fuck was going on.
They had a lot of elements thrown at us, like they showed like a flashback of a tub and a woman's eyes opening.
True, and they do, so about halfway through, they reveal that, and you're like, okay, I'm starting to get somewhere. Remember, like, right. They revealed that Kevin Bacon was married before, and his wife OD'd on drugs and died in a bathtub, and he was blamed for it, even though he was found innocent, but everyone still thinks he was guilty.
Somehow he landed this Hollywood beautiful actress.
I know.
And like, he's like, oh, he recognizes me. And I was like, oh, there's a backstory. Like, he's an old actor.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah, when he said that.
No.
But here's the thing. So there's all this going on, and you're wondering, like, the relationship. And then it takes a while. Like, they get into the house. And first off, the house is anything but an old, spooky, haunted house. It looks like if someone, like, gutted and redid a building. They even said it was redone in a couple years ago. So it looks very like sterile, like almost like a, God, it looked like a factory or what?
It looked like a museum or an empty, like therapy.
Yeah,
place.
Like it looked like a building that was empty. It was not cozy at all. But it's in this, the exterior I thought was cool. Like it looks like this really cool modern house. But they go in and there's little weird like shadows and stuff. So you're like, okay, it's a ghost story.
Yeah.
Remember, like, at least that's what I was thinking. What were you thinking when you watched it?
There was like the elements of like The Shining, and it also was Kevin Bacon's 1999 movie Stir of Echoes.
Yes, but that was a legitimate ghost story, and then there's like the murder, and
I
then you figure out.
It was beautifully, I always say this every time, it was beautifully shot, but it was.
Well, so then, since
Oh, before you go any further, we need to talk about their awkward sex scene in a car.
Oh, yeah. So he visits her on set, and she's doing a sex scene, which you just hear and don't see. And he gets really jealous, so she's like, well, do you want to do it in the car? And she's like, it doesn't show anything, but, like, she's on top of him in the front seat, and it just looks like a girl and her dad. I'm sorry, Kevin Bacon. Oh. Like, for 62, you look great. But when you're next to Amanda Seyfried, who's, like, absolutely stunning and looks very young, it looks like a girl fucking her dad.
Ew, I did not even think about that. I just I thought it looked like, I'm not going to sound much better, but it looked like a prostitute, like he was paying her.
Okay. Okay, same difference. Incest or prostitute? No.
Prostitution.
No, well, but you're right. It just didn't look... But the good thing is at least the mismatch of them was addressed in the movie. It wasn't like, you know, these movies when the age difference is huge, but they act like it's totally normal. Like, they totally address it.
And they have a daughter together.
A young daughter. So he, like, and she's not even 7, so I guess he would have been 56 when he had her. But anyway, so the movie's going on. It's literally halfway through, and you think, is it a ghost or what's going on? Then he finds out his wife's cheating on him, and he, like, kicks her out, and it's just him and the daughter. And that's when finally it starts to get to what it was, and it becomes this, not quite ghost story, but like this weird, the house is some like portal to like purgatory slash hell, and it keeps, like every room keeps changing, and like he gets lost in the house. And
well, first off, since we do spoil everything on this podcast, in the beginning of the movie, there was like this scary man like choking the young daughter.
Yeah.
And like, but it was like, oh, it's just a dream. Okay, I knew that that old man would later be revealed as Kevin Bacon.
Well, but see, that's where people are going to be really confused.
I know.
So he, after going, like, getting lost in the house, because literally it keeps changing, and you're like, is he in a black hole? Is he in, like, the fucking Bermuda Triangle? Like, it was so weird. He finally, like, he finally meets this person who you saw in a dream, this old guy that Tim just talked about, and, like, like he starts to de-age and turns into himself. He's looking at himself, and himself is telling him that he needs to be stuck there because of what he's done. And you're like, okay, so is this hell? And he's like, no, but let my daughter leave. Let my daughter leave. And you're just like, wait, so it wasn't a ghost story? It's just a weird...
And then it was so obvious. I was like, Kevin Bacon clearly killed his ex-wife in the tub.
And that's the thing. Like, I thought the same. That's funny. I mean, I guess everybody, I'm sure, who'd watch it. Because it was too... I was like, why would they be bringing up this backstory if he wasn't actually involved? So, and then at the end, he's able to... It's so weird. Like, he's able to... Amanda Seyfried comes back, picks up the kid, and she's like, oh, come with us. He's like, I'm not allowed to leave. And she's like, what the fuck? And then he admits that he... didn't kill his wife, but he was there when she OD'd, and he watched her sink into the tub and drown and didn't do anything, which is basically the same as murdering her. And so because of that, he has to pay by staying in the house, but they can leave.
Forever.
And then you see him, like, turn into what was the old man. I guess he's stuck there in ages. I don't know.
No, that's the thing. I think they were like, hey, we've got 20 ideas, and we're going to film them all, and we're just going to throw it on the screen, and whatever sticks.
Get Kevin Bacon.
But we do have Kevin Bacon.
Wait, did you find any part of it scary?
No, I didn't jump once.
There were times when I thought maybe it's setting up to be, it, like, it just didn't, like, again, it had a couple shadows, and then it was just a house that kept transforming, like, and again, the house just kept transforming, and that was
it. It didn't even have jump scares. Like, there was one time, like, he was suddenly in a basement, and someone, like, walked behind him. I was like, is that going to be addressed?
That's the thing. And remember when he was, how about when he was writing, and when he turned at the mirror, and his reflection was looking at it? Again, I was like,
clever.
Okay. I mean, but it was all building up to nothing. Like, the payoff was, I'm not saying it needed to be a traditional ghost story, because it doesn't need to be. We've done that before, but this wasn't
better. Do you know what the most interesting part of that movie was? It was the relationship when he was trying to look at his wife's emails on her laptop, and then her iPad, and then her cell phone, like, to find out.
And I like your emphasis on the syllables. Yes,
but just because it was like, he was trying to catch her cheating, and then when he finally was like, hey, we need to talk. He goes, you've got 2 phones. She goes, yeah,
Yeah, like that was another thing. That's another thing for people who, and please don't pay the money to watch this because it's
definitely not worth it.
We're
giving it to you for free.
But I mean, really, like, you know, we a lot of times will be like, oh, this is really great or this. But usually movies we've talked about that have sucked, most of which we've gotten free.
I mean, if you do watch it, just watch it out of sheer curiosity. How did this get made?
Well, wait. What were you just saying that I was going to respond
about? No, I just
said
the relationship between the two
For the
was
first
the most interesting.
Well, for the first half of the movie, you think that they're a happy couple. Like, even though you're wondering why the fuck is Amanda Seyfried with him for the first half. Like, she seems happy. They seem in love and happy. So when he finally, and you think he's just paranoid, but when he finally confronts her because he finds out she has two phones. And like Tim said, he just asks her and she like suddenly doesn't give a shit. She's like, yeah, I do.
I mean, she did have a moment where she drove away and like she stopped the car and cried. And I was like, okay, she has
does
an emotion.
Care. But yeah, when he first confronted her though, remember how like, wasn't it weird? Did you think it was weird when she like admitted she was having an affair and he knew the guy because he knew. Again, there were so many elements.
But they didn't even show who that guy was, or did they?
No.
Yeah, so there was like, okay.
Do you feel like it would have been better if it was more like a What Lies Beneath thing where, remember in What Lies Beneath, it was the, so Harrison Ford ended up being a killer, but it was the girl that he killed that was trying to warn the other person. Like, what if they had the first wife spirit, like trying to warn Amanda Seyfried, like just something.
No, besides Kevin Bacon running around an old house. And I was just like, and it just kept going on and on and on. And I was like, wrap it up.
I feel like, here's the thing. The one thing I'll say is because the guy who directed, I think wrote and directed it, I'm sure he thought, I will say, one thing I'll say is I haven't seen anything like this before.
No.
So I'm sure he probably was thinking, I don't want to make your normal ghost story or like figure out they're a murderer thing. But he did make a figure out who the murderer movie is. But if you're going to make the movies about a house that is like purgatory slash a transforming house, it just doesn't work. It wasn't scary. There wasn't anything scary.
Oh gosh.
It.
And there was and then we'll move on to the next
one. Yeah. We're getting way too much time.
But there was one scene where Kevin Bacon's like, I'm dreaming. That's my Kevin Bacon impersonation.
It's great.
He goes,
I'm
dreaming. And he takes like a bottle or like a piece of glass and shoves it in his hand and then his neck. And his wife, Amanda Seyfried, said, she goes, oh, I had the most craziest dream. And he goes, what do you say? Like, you're telling me.
Or no, he said, I've got you beat.
I've got you beat. Like, look at the audience like, is that crazy? Because you just saw me stick a glass in my neck.
It was just, it was bad. It felt flat. And again, I mean, it was the fact that it was Blumhouse and Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried, I thought it can't be that bad, but it was pretty bad. I mean, like, yeah, it would have bombed if it had.
Oh my gosh. Word of mouth.
If it had been in a big theater, oh God.
Could you imagine the audience being like, what the F is this?
But this is a perfect time to transition from talk about big production movie to opposite of that.
Yes.
Which on the flip side was amazing. We saw the movie, it's called The Host.
The Host on Shudder.
And for people who don't know Shudder, but people listening to a horror podcast should probably know, it's like one of the channels you can get on Amazon Prime, 100% worth it, all horror, you can get for free old horror movies, new horror movies, red horror movies, blue horror movies, I turned
and
to Dr. Seuss.
I found out about this movie from a tweet by Rebecca McHenry, and she goes, check out The Host, and you know what, I did.
Thank you, Rebecca. I don't know you, but I thank you because Tim sent me that tweet and said we should look into this one. And I was like, perfect. Now, so you're probably, the one thing before, I hope people are listening that would, you could possibly look at the synopsis for this and think, oh, they're just trying to play off quarantine times. Because the synopsis is, it's very timely. It's six girls that are doing a seance over Zoom. So it's very timely with pandemic stuff. They even have like one girl goes outside and she's wearing a mask. But hey, it's the reality that we're in. So it's going to show up in movies, you know. But should I give the...
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, should we spoil this one?
Yeah.
Okay, of course.
I was going to say, we spoil everything.
I
ain't got to live up to that. Should we spoil it?
Nah. Not this one, but all other...
all other movies. Fair game.
But the one thing I will say... Well, I'm not going to say it all, but...
just the one.
It's only 57 minutes.
Yes.
The running time is not your 80 minute... Isn't that like... I was about to say by law. There's no law.
There is a law. Excuse me.
But
excuse
like
me. Hi,
to
host?
Be shown on television or... cable, it has to be 80 minutes. Isn't that the rule?
I think, well, oh God, I don't even know. I mean, I think that's the last thing they're thinking about when it's going to be on cable, let alone, like, I'm sure they decided they're like, it's like somewhere between a short and a feature film, but I'd call it a feature film. But like, I don't know. I think because of the way they did it, it worked. Because, so here's the thing. So at first glance, you may think this looks a little bit like the Unfriended. Was it Unfriended that was the
there was movie another one. There was two of them.
There's two Unfriendeds, right?
They're like,
or not Unfriended, sorry. It was...
It was like the Dark Web.
No, but there was... Was it Unfriended Dark? I don't know. But the movie where it's a horror movie, but they're all on... Well, online. I think on that, they're on like FaceTime or... No, they're on Skype. I think they're on Skype. Oh. But this one is clearly Zoom. It's on Zoom, so it's very timely. And like the... Basically, just to set it up, there's not a lot of setup needed. It's just six girls that... And one of them hired like a medium that's going to do a virtual seance. And you know... Everyone but the girl who hired her is just like, ha ha, fun, whatever, what, let's do it, you know? And they bring her on, and basically, obviously, they...
What was her name? Eileen?
It was a weird name. Salen. Salen?
Oh, Salen. Oh, yeah, okay. Salen, not Salen. The names... I don't think the names
also,
matter.
Not really in this. And also, were they British? They were British, right?
I asked you that, like...
Oh, yes. We were texting about that, I remember. Yeah, it was British. Yeah, because you thought that, yes, okay, sorry, my mind's going a million dreams. You thought they were Australian, I said, no, they're British. And I'm probably wrong, you could be right, I don't know.
Accents. I don't remember, I just remember thinking all of the girls were likable, and then there was one guy that came, that, oh, his girlfriend was really, really bitchy. She walked right in and just shut his computer, like, he's out.
So the only thing, I guess, to keep the plot moving, so when they first do it, the medium asks if there's anyone they know who's passed, and one of the girls decides she is going to lie and make up a story about how she knew someone in school who hung himself, and she...
His name was Jack.
Yeah, really convincing and stuff. Anyway, so then, like, the medium gets kicked off Zoom, which is classic because that happens all the time. And the girl says, ha ha, that was totally a joke. And they're all laughing except for the girl who hired the medium. She said, you should have been taken seriously. Haley, yeah. The medium calls them back and says, you know, it starts talking about the story, and they admit, oh, it was actually made up. We're so sorry. And she's like, oh. And basically says, you don't want to do that because when you make up a story, that, like, gives an opening for false, like, for demons, like false spirits to come into your seance. And the girls are like, well, great.
Well, I thought it was cool. Not cool. I mean, first off, I would never do a seance. I wouldn't do a Ouija over Zoom. I just would not.
Oh, yeah.
Partake. I mean, if someone convinced me, sure, I'm not opposed to it. But after I just said I wouldn't. I'm just saying, but
you convinced yourself.
I did. I was like, whatever, I'm free. No, but with, like, I like the fact that they, like, the person, she said, hung himself, and then, like, throughout, there was, like, little glimpses of just feet hanging.
Yeah, so, okay, so remember, this is all on Zoom, so everything you see is... what they'll do is they'll show group shots of the six, but then sometimes they'll just show the one shot, which you can do on Zoom, too, so it's accurate. And, you know, it has that Paranormal Activity found footage-ish feel because you're seeing things through that screen, which is creepy.
I was 10 times... more creeped out by the host than anything with Kevin Bacon.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, so throughout, and I'm so you're seeing little, like, glimpses of, like, someone hanging. And so I don't know what you were thinking, but I was thinking, like, oh, is the story she made up, like, a demon's gonna, like, manifest himself as that fake story? I don't, like, anyway, it's just so long story short, even though it was a short story, obviously a demon has come in and starts, like, one by one terrorizing the girls, and each girl, and they do it pretty well because
Girl is a great actress. Like, yeah. I believed, okay, they had, like, a little square and a Zoom. I believed everything.
And remember, budget, I wish one of us had looked up, but who am I kidding? We're not going to look shit up. The budget must have been incredibly small, but the way they used the budget, considering it's just Zoom, was so well, because even though you don't see every detail of, like, the kills or spirits, you do see enough of effects that it's really scary.
No, and I think the scariest part was one of the girls was showed her boyfriend in the background, like, chopping up something. He was cooking something, and she's like, oh, and the other girls were talking, like, oh, isn't it sad that she has to be with her boyfriend during the pandemic? They're, like, stuck together. Oh, no, it was her ex-boyfriend, but they still had to live together?
Was maybe that, or they were just not on good terms.
Right. They were like, so I was like, okay, he's holding a knife and chopping things. So I was like, this is totally gonna come into play.
And then
like she was looking everywhere for him in the apartment, and then he just like fell to the ground.
That's the thing. The things like that are really effective. I don't know if you remember Paranormal Activity 2.
That was the scariest one.
When every drawer in the kitchen opened and everything fell all at once. Like, those things, and that scared the shit out of me. But, like, yes, that's scary. There's a few jump scares, and they're kind of cheap jump scares in that it's like, you know, it's dark and then suddenly it's light and, like, a demon face comes out. So they do use some cheap jump scares, but most of it is really, it's just, it builds suspense. Like Tim said, every girl is really good as an actress.
They're committed. And so, like, the more scared they were, I was scared.
That's the thing. Obviously, like, acting does so much for a movie. If they're scared, you're scared. And because what I loved about this is everyone right now has been on Zoom. Everyone. Our parents, young people, everyone is, so we know the feeling of being on group calls. It's like you could see yourself in this. You know the feeling of doing game nights, doing stuff. I haven't done a seance, but I'm sure people have, like, so when you see, like, something happen to one friend, or you see, and you know, each friend is having something different happen, and there's some really cool kills, and it's like, of course, the demon gets all of them in the end, but it's like each girl gets their own sort of, like, moment, I guess. And this is all in 56 minutes, or 57,
I think it was
whatever.
57.
Yeah, 57 minutes. But it, like, again, it, like, starts, it has just enough of the beginning to be, like, to kind of give the characters identities without doing too much, because, you know, they're just chatting and talking about life. And then it kind of gets right into it, and it's good. I mean, here's the thing. Like, if you like Paranormal Activity, you'll love these.
The Paranormal Activity 2 is the only movie that I had to, like, sleep with the lights on.
I love Paranormal. It was my favorite one, too.
I think those
incredible
movies are very effective. Like, I can't watch them alone.
Yeah.
And I, like, nighttime, like, when you hit, like, the light to go to sleep.
Yeah. I will say there are some people I've met that hate the Paranormal Activity.
Who are these
I love
people?
Them. Idiots. No. So I have a feeling that that type of person, if you don't like that type of horror, you may not identify with this. But if you do like that, like if you like creepy things that you have to catch, like, quickly in the view, if you like those types of movies, I think you really would
this. I mean, is it a thinking man's movie?
Not so much that, it's just subtleties. You know, this isn't horror. Like, there's no, there are some crazy horror scenes. But, like, for me, the scariest scenes is, like, when the camera pans and you see a glimpse of feet of a ghost, of a person hanging, and then it pans back and they're gone. Like, that's, like, or you see a face far in the distance for just an instant. Like, that's terrifying.
Like, because it's, like, the girl's face, and then there's, like, stuff going on behind them. So it's, like, you're watching, like, more the back, like, oh, is there something going to move, or am I going to miss something?
And there's also, also really cool non-subtle things, like the girl who, so she set up a fake background of you can basically, if you record yourself doing something, you can put it as like a video background. So she recorded herself like walking in her room and checking her phone, and it's her background. And anyone who's used Zoom knows that when you set up like a virtual background, you can kind of like hide yourself in it, and you can kind of push through, and it looks weird. Well, like, you see this fake background of her like walking in, and then suddenly her head slams through it against
blood
the computer.
Blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere. Her head just slams through it, and that was scary, like, over and over.
I mean, I'm trying to remember. Did I actually jump?
You tell me. I don't know.
I think...
Let me use my psychic powers. When you were watching this,
I don't know if I genuinely jumped out of my chair.
There were definitely parts that surprised me and some jump scares. And at the end, they do, and I love this, but it's the classic, like, they're in the dark and she has a Polaroid camera that she just happened to break out.
Both movies had a Polaroid.
Well, and the only light she has is she keeps taking pictures with the Polaroid. I've seen that done before.
Right.
So you know by like the third or fourth one, something's going to pop out, and something does pop out. So that was a little expected, but still like effective.
I agree. I recommend it. Okay. This year, my favorite three films so far are The Invisible Man.
Agreed.
The Rental.
Yeah, agreed.
And The Host.
Totally. Yeah. Oh my God. That's why That's why we're good friends, Tim. That's why we do this.
Maybe now, we should argue more.
I think no. Well, it's because there hasn't been that big of a selection. But no. But with that said, yeah, I loved Invisible Man. I remember we talked about Rental was great. Now, how would you, between the three, which one would be your number one favorite, your number two, and your number three, and then go do a number two?
Okay, I'm gonna do a number two
while I talk about number
while
one.
I talk
number
to
two,
you
and number
right
three.
Now.
Go.
I guess. The one at one
you totally could be, and I wouldn't even know. That's the best part.
Well, like, you know, I wear diapers.
From the waist down, I can't see Tim.
It's
so
sexy
I,
Speedo. It's so, like blue.
So you could be number two. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, back to
so the... So what I guess to show people, like, with the host, I mean, like, if I sit down and watch with friends whenever that day is.
Whenever I was going to say, when's that
I mean, I guess you could watch...
Zoom.
Netflix you can chat. Watch the host on Zoom, but don't forget it.
Oh, sorry.
But I guess the Rental to be super scared.
Wait. Which one's number one?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Okay,
you
I
just
get,
created
I get,
your
I know,
own.
I got. I guess all three.
No, this is so it's such a Tim response.
I know. Switzerland.
I'll
I
give
like
you my number one, number okay. two. There. No, you know what? See, I was immediately going to say Invisible Man number one, but. Because I just really loved it. But I'm also remembering I saw that one in a movie theater, so there's like the whole big script. So maybe I'm not being fair with the others. No, you're right. I guess maybe I will take the Tim instead of the fifth. I'll take the fifth. They all are so different, it would be hard to say. I liked all of the... Yeah, they're all very different. Invisible Man is a fun, scary... I'd say watch with friends type of, like, there's enough action, you're never bored. Like, I feel like Invisible Man is the horror movie for non-horror movie love. Do you agree?
Yeah, like
you
for
know,
the masses.
Yeah, it's like, it definitely, because it's thriller, thriller, like, fun, a lot is going on.
I told my family to watch it, and they both, like, the both. my oldest brother and then my parents both paid the $19.99 to see it.
And?
They both loved it. Everyone loved it.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
loved it.
So it is. It's the horror movie for the non-horror movie audience. The Rental, I think, is the type of movie for people who like the slow burn suspense. Because, again, it's like, I know some people who would probably think the first half was way too slow. Not me, not you.
No, I enjoyed it.
But The Rental is for, I think, people who like that just, like, unnerving feel and stuff. And then The Host, how would you describe?
I like the running time, 57 minutes. Because it's like, it doesn't put people out. Like, people are like, because I actually think, like, they don't have to fill an additional 30 minutes of fluff before it got going. They're just like, this is it. This is what's happening.
And it didn't drag on.
It didn't drag. So I
like
that.
If you
like
just a quick thing. But I think also it is, like I was saying before, for the people who really like Paranormal Activity. Because I do think if you don't like that Paranormal Activity feel, I don't... Like, I know some people who said they weren't scared by anything in Paranormal Activity. I don't know how, but...
Do you know offhand how many Paranormal Activities are? Is there six
or
five?
Well, with numbers, there were four. Then there was, like, the Mark ones and then the, like, the Spanish-titled one. And I thought maybe one more.
There was one in 3D, right? And it took place at Christmas time?
There's either six or seven.
Who cares?
But if you don't... I like that. But if you don't like that, like, spot something... Things are happening and you don't know why. If you don't like that, then obviously you shouldn't see this type of movie. But if you do, The Host was done really well. And yeah, it is good that I think that it was timely. Like, it'd be nice because it has been, I don't know about you, like, I've been watching movies that are obviously before quarantine and like, it just sucks. You're seeing people like hanging out and being close and no masks and you're like, that's not reality right now.
No. And it's weird to watch. It's just weird to watch TV where we are now. Everything. Yeah. Like when like a host or anyone gets close, I'm like.
I know. Even like, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I've been watching America's Got Talent. And
ew, these are desperate times.
Well, the thing is, it's funny because.
Our friend.
Yes, that's the thing. The reason I'm watching it is specific because we know someone who actually worked on the horror short that
it
Tim and I did.
Back to our short.
Yeah, always we got to keep that. I mean, who worked on it also is a, I call him like a glam rocker type musician.
Like
and he tried
Kiss.
Out and he's made it to the live rounds. But So
say his name.
His rock star name is Bona Vega. So you should check him out on BonaVega on Instagram, because first off, Instagram is amazing.
It's sexy pictures. He's all half naked.
Very, very scantily clad. Great body. Very glam rocky, like Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie, like Kiss, that type of stuff. But
I mean, we can't kiss him though. He likes girls.
but anyway, we were watching from it, and it's like they've gotten to the point where even back to what they've taped was after March. So the pandemic had hit. So, but it's weird because the judges are there, no audience. But even the judges like looked like they were too close to each other, and I was thinking the same thing. I'm like 6 feet, 6 feet. Like, but I mean, you know, they've probably been like gotten 25 tests and COVID tests, and you know, they get all that.
How many
shit.
Tests have you got now?
I've gotten 2 COVID tests during this time.
Me too.
Yeah, and both positive. Just kidding. I shouldn't even make fun or not.
Yeah, you're horrible.
Ugh. No. Thank God, negative. I wouldn't. Ugh. Yikes.
Well, how did you take them?
Up the butt.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, excuse me, I know this isn't standard, but do you have an anal test? Just wondering.
Right.
And you're like, no.
You're gross.
One was a self-administered, like, mouth swab. Jacob and I did a drive-through one, and one at my doctor was a nasal swab, but it wasn't like the one that goes into your brain. It literally was like only as high as I can stick my finger, which is not that high.
I had like one of the first one ever. it was like,
oh my God, we have discovered a test. Tim Murdoch.
And they were like, and I was like, I'll be your guinea pig. No, it hurt. Like I felt like a tingle. Like they really shoved it down
but
my nose.
I remember because you were telling me you got one early. They've changed the test. Like Thank God. That's the thing with anything. Just think about like science in general. Like, you wait long enough, it gets easier. You know, it's like test procedures. I feel like I hope they get to a point where there's a test that they just touch your knee and they're totally positive. Or
like
negative.
What's the kind where to your forehead?
The thermometer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need. COVID, non-COVID.
A COVID on your forehead.
COVID on your forehead.
We should not be talking about COVID but I mean, it's like
people are so sick of it, and you know what? I really just wanted to make them more sick of it.
No, but it, and sick of it. Good choice.
Oh God,
of words.
No, it's funny.
Because like I am because Jacob doesn't like talking a lot about COVID either. And I 100%
we talk about it every day.
I 100% understand, but at the same time, it's like you can't escape.
The Invisible Man.
No, it's like this is the world we're in, and like everything in the news every day. So it's like if I
don't watch the news,
I'd be pretending.
Happening?
Hey, what's happening? Who's president? We've got a great president.
I love talking about him.
You know, I like getting political.
Me
anyway,
too.
Well, I'm hoping
you're fired.
Look, get it?
He was on that show.
So we're trying to do more frequent episodes, but shorter. Yeah. As long as we can keep. I mean, new release horror movies. I guess there still be. Yeah, actually, there will be because I get like. Do you get Dread Central, the email?
I live Dread Central.
So there's a million different horror email newsletters, and they talk about things. And obviously, they're all on demand. But there's new horror movies coming out like every week and stuff. Yeah. So
in the meantime, let us know what you want us to watch, and we'll watch it.
Exactly. Yeah, and especially if you've heard about newer ones or new obscure ones, foreign ones.
Leprechaun.
Tim loves subtitles. No,
I don't mind subtitles.
I don't either. And also, like, sometimes, like, Australian horror movies, I've seen a lot of really good ones. Like, so, yeah, maybe Turkish horror movies, if you know any.
Turkey.
Tim loves Turkey.
Oh, let's give a shout out to our one listener.
Who?
Jameson.
Oh, yes. Jameson loves the podcast, and we love him.
Yeah.
And we did not.
We're
going to
give him a hat.
And we don't have hats.
But okay.
And we did not. I was not trying to say that you weren't working out. I was saying on the last podcast, I mentioned that the gym we know this guy from, Basecamp, shut down, and I was like, oh, so we're all just not working for, I mean, working out. I wonder what he's doing. I did not mean you weren't working out. I'm sure you were working out. Tim did. He was like, that guy is lazy. No. But it is tough. I'd love to know what he's doing for workouts because it's tough to find. I'm doing Peloton digital at-home workouts.
I'm doing pole dancing, exotic dancing.
Tim is doing walk to the fridge, walk back.
How dare You!
Tim is a twig. Tim will never have to worry about weight.
Matt, that's sweet.
You're like, thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, so thank you for listening, Jameson. Thank you for listening. It's thank sad you. When we have one person to thank each time.
Like, I know. Well, maybe next week, too.
Maybe two. Yeah. Maybe two. I want to know who the Turkish people are. How about the person who a year ago said, I was getting into this, but then they stopped.
Well, I know. That was, what was the name?
Like scared, Boo for Scream or something?
Scared Boo.
Scared.
Hey, Scared Boo.
Yo, what up, Scared Boo?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for watching these wonderful films.
It's fun, and I like doing virtual recordings.
Me too. Virtual recordings.
Got to do them for everything. That's now, right. So.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for participating, Matt, and just thank you, everyone, and hang in there during these bizarre times. And
bye.
Bye. Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Amanda Seyfried. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.